Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Steve, that we've been talking about what the Lord has showed us and has shown many others, that we have entered a season, a time where this is some of the best of times, going to be, really, this is the beginning stages of some of the best of times, as well as some of the worst of times. And they're going to be kind of happening simultaneously. And because of things that God has shown us, things that God has shown others, and there's a lot of these prophetic words that are converging, kind of all coming together. But we've seen in the last several years some really remarkable things that kind of unfolded on the world stage. I mean, we've seen terrorists and terrorism move in a dimension that we have not seen since 9/11. And in particularly with ISIS and some of the things that happened in Paris, and of course, what happened in our own country in San Bernardino. And that's of great concern because right now, we don't know how many terrorists actually are in our country at the moment. According to Kamal Saleem with Qum Ministry, there's approximately over 450,000 radical Islamists in our nation right now. And that have gone through the border. And that was some years back. So it could be a whole lot more. We now have a porous border in Mexico where there are many people that are crossing the border. Mm-hmm. We have seen Christian persecution escalate at such a level now that it's not something that is happening overseas, but we've had people in our own country that have been beheaded based off of radical Islam. And so all of these things are rising. Not to mention that our nation right now is more polarized than, maybe even the 60s.
Yeah.
And the country is divided on race, is divided on socioeconomic backgrounds, it's divided in their politics. And as the saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall. And so we're believing that, through repentance and 2 Chronicles 7:14, God's people, turning back to the Lord, that we're going to see a third great awakening, obviously not because we deserve it, simply because God is good. And it's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. And it's really encouraging to see the faith of so many people right now all across the country.
Yes.
That are believing for a mighty move of God. It's just a beautiful thing.
And to be able to have that faith and have that perspective and have that hunger that God is going to do such, and he is already doing it right now, and we're seeing those waves amidst so much calamity in the natural world across the nation. And what's powerful, too, is the thing about it, we've heard many encouraging people say, is just like, think about the very generation that God has called you to be a part of, to see that he has marked you to be part of this because he's got a plan for your life because he knows what he's going to do.
That's right. So when we see these dark things happening, it's not for us to be discouraged, but to realize that, God allowed us in all the years that the world has existed, this moment, this time, you are in this generation, this age. Why? Because God wants to use you. God wants to use you to make a difference. And the Bible says that life is but a vapor. We're here, and before you know it, we're gone.
Sure.
And so, the best moment to act and to do something for God is now. I heard someone say that, tomorrow, may never come. Today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. And it really is. We really have to capitalize on every moment that we have. Because we don't know if we're going to be around tomorrow. And if we are around tomorrow, we don't know if we're going to have the ability to be able to do the things that we desire to do for God. And so there's that transition between desire and intention, right? I intended to do something. I have a desire to do something. But then there's the reality of actually doing something. And you got to begin to start evaluating whether you're content to be on the sidelines cheering others on. Or are you going to be one that says, I got to get off the sideline and I'm going to get in the game. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to be one that hears the Lord's voice, and I want to be a part of advancing his kingdom in the world. We've never been poised with a time like we are today with recent media technology that we can just help to promote the gospel all around the world. I mean, it's really amazing.
It really what encourages me is like if you look at it, like you're saying, it's just like you have all these things that are preparing us for such a time as this. And we've talked about on this program before. It's like if you imagine just like a tsunami wave and it's just like a surfer can look and see the sets coming and see the sets coming. And those good surfers will like they'll watch it and they'll know. And all of a sudden people on the shore might not notice, but you'll see a surfer turn around and just start paddling ferociously, even though that you haven't quite seen the cresting of the wave, but they know it. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. We're doing everything. And you've heard us talk about BFN TV on the torch. You can see us on Facebook. You can see us in social media. And it's just like, we are everywhere trying to get the message out because God is calling a generation, not just, you know, you're watching, but it's like you're part of a generation of what God is doing. And it's exciting.
It is exciting. In fact, God showed me a vision during worship one time of that tsunami, because we've seen prophetically this is the wave that's coming. And I hear clear as day, he says, don't look at it, swim to it. You know, the hungry swim to it. Don't wait. And so many people are waiting for a revival to fall, right? But, you know, you got to go after it. And we have to be engaged, because waiting for something to fall to happen puts the responsibility like on God to do something. You know, we're just waiting. But we can play active roles in prayer and seeking the heart of God and having a personal revival first. You know, it starts with the heart, your own personal heart being transformed. How can we bring transformation? Well, first allow God to transform us. And believe me, it's contagious. Yeah. When people see what God is doing in your life, they just get hungry and say, I want that. What is going on in your life? What is God doing? And that's where it just begins to spread. But in the midst of all of this amazing things that are happening, I want to share with you a vision, a prophetic vision that Heidi Baker had from Iris Ministries. She has ministry in Mozambique, where I have several thousands of churches in the bush of Africa, as well as feeding many, many orphans. But she had a vision of what is coming to America, and it's pretty surprising. Maybe, maybe not, but watch this.
And I had a vision in your church, and it wasn't what I expected to see. But I saw bread. Remember this? I saw bread lines, soup kitchens, and I saw people wearing beautiful clothing. Their clothing was not worn out. Now, in my nation, when people are hungry, you can tell. I mean, they're in shredded rags. They don't have shoes, or they have flip-flops. Most of them no shoes. They're hungry. They know they're hungry. They come for food, not because they're beggars, but because they're hungry. Children, I've held starving children in my arms. I know what starvation is. I know what pain is. I know what suffering is. But in this vision that I had that was in your nation, my nation, which the Lord's helping me to say, I will identify with America as well as Mozambique. And I saw this this bread line, long bread lines, and I said, Lord, I don't think that's popular to say in a church, especially one that's all about revival and victory and power. And I didn't want to see what I saw, but I saw what I saw. So I was so undone that I just said what I saw. And I saw all these people. They had fancy cars, beautiful 4x4s and Lexus, Mercedes, BMWs, Toyotas. There they were, fancy, shiny cars, and they're standing in line. And when I said what I said about worrying, the worriers turned into worshiping warriors. The worriers turned into worshiping warriors. I said, why are they so well dressed and standing in this line? He said, because it's a suddenly. They're suddenly in need of food. They're suddenly in need of food. I said, what are we to do? He said, tell them that what you see in Mozambique, they will see in America with the signs and wonders and miracles. That they will see it on their soil. They will see what I do. Now, what is it? What does he do? For one thing, he puts peace in you in the midst of the storm.
Wow, amazing. You know, I'm kind of like Heidi Baker. You know, you really don't want to talk about some of these things, but this is what the Lord is showing. What do you do when you have a prophetic dream, a night vision where the economy prophetically is over, you know, crashes in 6 minutes, or you see money burning, you know, up in a funnel, mm-hmm. and it's gone, and you see some of the things that are happening. You have the responsibility. This is what I saw. This is what the Lord showed me, and you got to share it. And so you have, you know, a camp that's only seeing, you know, certain things that God's allowing them to see, where it's revival, awakening, and then you have others that God's allowing to see other things, but we need the full counsel of God. And that's why we believe it's going to be some of the best and some of the worst of times. That's right. But if you've been watching this program, we've been talking about prudent preparation. In fact, sign up today for the Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you. It's free. Just take it. Go to VFNTV.com. Sign up today and get prudent preparation, because you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared for what is coming. And we've talked about this extensively on our program, and we'll make some of these segments related to you in case you're brand new to the program. You can catch up. But, you know, something is going to happen in the economy, and you need to be prepared. This was a suddenly. She says she's familiar with people that are hungry every day, that are mm-hmm. starving. But what she saw were people well-dressed that were not prepared, and they're standing in a bread line. You know, I would say those are the ones that were that didn't take heed, you know, prepared. That didn't take the warning seriously. And it's time for us to pay attention mm-hmm. because these days could be really, you know, quick upon us. Look at what's happening with the economy. Over $200 trillion in debt when you really, you know, factor in all the things that they're not factoring. It's more than the $19 trillion. This, the Band-Aid over Band-Aid is not going to fix what's happening, not just in our nation, but the economic situation that's happening all around the world, from Greece to Europe, you know, to Spain, to what's happening recently in China, and, of course, the United States. Not to mention the oil that's literally went from $100 a barrel to below 28. The whole world is in this perfect economic storm that eventually is going to come down. But you know what? God is so much bigger than that. You know,
yes,
so many
is.
People are worshiping the resources and the funds. Listen, we need to worship mm-hmm. God. We need to turn our attention to the Lord. And the encouraging thing about this, Steve, is what she said. She said God told him, listen, he's going to do what he did in Africa. You know, we hear about all
signs
these
and wonders.
Yeah, we hear about all these miracles that take place in Africa. Why? I tend to think
they're
it's
hungry.
Because they're hungry, you're
right.
right. And they're crying out to God. Their dependency is not in their paycheck, it's not in their wealth, it's not in their ability, it's not in their credit card. You know, most people feel real secure if they can lean on that extra credit card. Their dependency is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. They cry out to God. And I believe in that place of humility, in that place of dependency, in that place where we know that we can't look to the left or to the right or behind us, that the only place that we can look up is to God. We're going to see some of the most greatest signs, wonders, and miracles. And the signs and wonders are not for us to have a party, but they're for us to, you know, signs to point us to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so this is an amazing thing that's going to take place, but it's going to require wisdom
right.
and preparation.
You know, and as you're talking about that and saying, like, you know, the peace in the storm, it reminds me of just the fact that, you know, when Jesus was with the disciples, he sent them across the lake. He sent them across the sea, and there was a storm coming. He didn't save them from the storm, but it was in the storm that they had peace. And when we're talking about, you know, the prudent preparation, as you're saying, you know, there's a suddenly that's going to happen. It's not about just having food and water, but it's so that you can sustain yourself as you're ministering now in these moments, that those suddenlies are going to come so that you can continue to minister and share the gospel with other people, because it's in that desperation of someone's life when they're open and you have a compassion for them, you're going to be able to be present for them because you're not standing in line with them.
Well, we're talking about the vision that Heidi Baker just had. And, you know, what's amazing about that, Steve, is it kind of reminds me of when David experienced Ziklag. You know, it was a horrible, horrible situation where their, you know, band of followers and family were just taken captive. And it looked like it was a horrible situation. But David inquired of the Lord, and that's something that we can't forget, no matter how bad things may get. Listen, I remember what, I believe it was Chuck Pierce who said this. He's in a prophecy. He said that the Lord said that it is finished, not that he is finished. God's not finished with America, and he's not finished with you. And we have to remember that when we have setbacks, when we have things that happen, trials and persecutions and things that don't go right in our own way, it's not over. It's just an opportunity for God to show up, show out, and do something amazing in your life. But you have a choice. You can be depressed. You can, you know, whine. You can complain. Or you can begin to start to look for God. Look, how, God, how can you redeem this situation? How can you turn this situation into something for your glory? And when we capture that, when we get that in our heart and in our spirit, it changes our whole situation. So, listen, we don't know what tomorrow may hold. I mean, we have understanding, and God gives us some glimpse and some pictures, but we really, truly, in all detail, really don't. It takes all of us. And even when it hits us, we still may not know the full magnitude, but that's okay. Because as long as you know the one that holds tomorrow, you're going to be okay.
That's right.
And that's the key. And that's why we talk about abiding all the time on our program. And we encourage you, listen, get the free plan. It's at iabide.org. It's absolutely free. It's our gift to you. Get it, because it's a simple plan how you can begin to have a personal, intimate relationship with God where you can hear his voice and be able to retain what it is that he's telling you, what he's instructing you, what he's warning you, encouraging you, all these wonderful things. And you will have a wonderful relationship with him. But you got to have a plan. You got to know how to start. So get it today at iabide.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.